Good morning, I'm Siddharth Khaira.
And I'm Sarah Masim.
And this is how to make trash cans better.
Introduced to England in 1875, trash cans have now become the most popular method of garbage disposal.
As opposed to throwing trash on the streets, burying it in holes, or dumping it in bodies of water?
Pretty much, yeah. It was actually a French man named Eugène Poubelle who invented the trash can, and now his name means trash can in French, which is rather unfortunate, but there were several instances of early trash can services before his time.
For example, the Romans had a cleaning wagon which would collect trash from the community and then dump it far away.
At first, in 1757, Benjamin Franklin encouraged people to dig holes near their homes to dispose of trash, which I guess is a form of a trash can. But around 1864, the yellow fever spread in Tennessee due to the large amount of trash cans or garbage in cities, and they had to make changes.
America didn't develop like England until 1914, when New York City began its first trash incineration service via horse-drawn carriages.
Up until the 1950s, trash cans were made from metal until Charles Harrison invented the plastic trash can.
Wait, is it true that Sears tested it by throwing it out of planes?
I think so, yeah. Sears wanted to measure its durability, so they threw it out of planes and did smash tests before they officially started manufacturing the product.
Harrison believed that trash cans should be instinctual, and although his invention was pretty good for his time, everything can be made better.
Even trash cans?
Well, first of all, how do trash cans work?
Well, actually, trash cans are a lot more complex than we realize.
Really? They seem pretty straightforward to me.
Well, a big part of the functionality of trash cans is the place bit. Ever notice how most times you need a trash can, there's always one nearby? This is because people want to keep the environment clean. And so to do that, these people need to regularly space trash cans in order for people to be less likely to throw trash on the ground.
Well, yeah, that's a fair point. I do see trash cans everywhere.
Additionally, most trash cans are very convenient and easy to use with strategically placed openings based on their location. For example, the average trash can in public usually has openings along the side so you can easily put your trash in.
That's so true. And the ones that I buy from my house usually have a lid that you can open so I can't see the trash whenever I'm walking around.
Exactly. Additionally, as time went on, people came up with better deals to deal with some of the problems associated with trash cans. An example of this are air filters, which are built into many trash cans to prevent the odor from the waste to escape into your house. I'm sure as time goes on, people will find more and more ways to deal with similar problems.
Exactly. Like most things, trash cans have several ways to improve, and we have a couple ideas on how to do so.
First off, we think big issues with modern-day trash cans is the limited size they have.
When you fill up a bag with your trash, there's often way too much open space that wastes so many plastic trash bags that contribute to harming the environment. One of our many solutions to this issue is to have a built-in trash compactor.
That sounds interesting. How would that work?
So the plan is to have a sensor to detect when the trash has reached a certain point and then compress the trash the next time the lid is closed. This would increase the amount of storage space in each trash bag, and there would be less airspace and more trash.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. It would also help with the environment since people would throw away less trash bags and therefore less plastic into the environment.
Another way to do this would be to have a more compartmentalized design for a trash can. By doing this, we can fit more trash bags per trash can and reduce the amount of times you would need to change the bag.
Oh, I love that idea, but I actually had another idea for replacing the trash bag. The idea was that the trash bag would have a sensor that checked whether or not the bin had a trash bag within it. If it didn't have, a slit would open up at the back of the bin and deposit another bag into the bin. Then we could use a fan to blow the back up and grip it around the edges so it doesn't fall off.
That would definitely reduce a lot of effort in terms of maintenance for the bags. However, a lot of these solutions are only helpful for the trash cans inside your house. What about the trash cans outside your house?
I'm glad you asked. Currently, a big problem with public trash cans is during the night it can be hard to find available trash cans nearby. As a result, one idea we can implement is putting up small-scale solar panels on top of the trash cans in order to light them up.
This design would work by having solar panels charge up batteries inside the trash can for nighttime when LED lights on the underside of the trash can would light up, indicating that there is a trash can there. This technology is already present in many streetlights, so it wouldn't be hard to integrate into trash cans.
Wonderful. We can utilize these ideas to revolutionize the trash can and bring it into a new age with us.
This has been how to make trash cans better. So whether it's a big or small idea, make sure not to throw it away.